Welcome to Citizens Climate University. This is a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Taylor Krause, and tonight's topic is tabling on something I'm sure you've heard of, the Energy Innovation Act. Tabling is a social and fun activity with measurable results. And tonight we hope to answer the questions with all of your tabling needs now that the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividends Act is out. So a little bit before we start, I'd like to introduce myself. Again, I'm Taylor Krause. I'm the most recent addition to the CCL DC team. I was the executive director's assistant for about 2 years before I made my way to DC in San Diego. I also started out in CCL as an intern before being taken on as staff. This was shortly after receiving my bachelor's in science in chemistry and environmental science and policy from Chapman University in Orange County. And next, I'd like to introduce the lovely Susan Adams, the speaker of tonight's CCU. She is the regional coordinator for the Third Coast region, which includes Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Susan found her way to CCL in August 2012, when her neighbor and friend asked if she'd be interested in co-founding the first Austin chapter. Since then, she has seen the Austin area grow to support 5 chapters. Wow. During her time as a CCL volunteer, she has served in many roles, including group leader, congressional liaison, media outreach coordinator, and constituent letter guru. And so tonight, if we've done our jobs right, here's what you should be walking away with learning and understanding, which are outlined in the learning objectives on the screen. 1, reviewing the basics on how to start tabling at local events representing CCL. 2, practice communication activities. And 3, know where to find resources on CCL community to get started. Moving on to our agenda for tonight. So here is tonight's agenda. 1, the what, the why, the when, and the where. 2, preparing to table. 3, tabling resources. 4, connecting with people. 5, practice communications. And 6, a Q&A discussion. And now I'm going to pass on the baton to the lovely Susan Adams to get us started tonight.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Taylor. And I appreciate everyone taking time out tonight to join us for this program. So we're going to start with a discussion about the basics of tabling, and then we're going to talk about some specifics that are related to the bill. So tonight's really a special opportunity to start thinking through how we can all enhance our tabling and outreach now that we have actual specific legislation that we can point to build public awareness while gaining support for the bill. While much of the initial part of tonight's call might be a refresher for our veterans and tabling experts, we're going to go ahead and start by walking through the basics. So first up, what is tabling? Well, very basically, tabling is setting up a table at an event or in a heavily traveled spot to communicate, connect, and engage people to talk about climate solutions. Why do we table? Well, there are many reasons why you may want to table, and one or more of them may apply to your event. So tabling is a wonderful way to educate others, not only about the Energy Innovation Act, but also just about the empowerment that you feel with being engaged. That sense that you can replace hopelessness with hope and tell people about what we're accomplishing. The power of CCL, I think, is that we are sharing an idea. And so to people concerned about climate change, that's actually just sharing a gift of hope. Another important reason we table is to encourage people to take action. So not everyone at a tabling event just wants to immediately join CCL right there on the spot. But we know from Yale climate data that a huge majority of folks believe we need to take action. So you're giving them something they can do at that moment, allows them to take that action. For example, have them fill out a constituent comment form, which is just a letter to their member of Congress, and let them know we will hand deliver that to their member of Congress for them. A lot of these folks, you may never see them again. So let them take an action and walk away feeling good about having accomplished something. And then you feel good because now you have a bunch of constituent comment forms that you can take to your member of Congress the next time you're lobbying them. And just so you're aware, we have updated the constituent comment forms to be Energy Innovation Act specific. So instead of saying CCL and Carbon Fee and Dividend at the top, they now say Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. So it's pretty sweet. Tabling events are also a good place to get new volunteers, so make sure you have a sign-up sheet and that they put their name, email, and zip code on it. That is very important. If they don't give you an email address, it is no good to you because you cannot follow up with them. And make sure that it is legible. That is so critical because without this information, we can't contact them and it's a lost opportunity. And last but not least, tabling is also a low-risk, non-threatening way for new volunteers to practice and learn their communication skills. So the same skills that you need for when you're lobbying a member of Congress or when you're talking to an editorial board, you get all those practice while tabling in a really low-stress, no big whoop if you flub it kind of environment. So, you know, you're going to have many, many conversations, and over the course of those conversations, you're going to learn how to quickly establish a connection with strangers, how to ask good questions, and really most importantly, how to listen for values and how to find common ground with people. And I guess there's one last thing here. Tabling develops and strengthens relationships, not just with people in your community, but with people in your group. So you're going to find that you get to know other volunteers in your area better, and it's a lot of fun. Next up is when and where to table. So tabling is, I mean, I think most of us consider tabling as like Earth Day, but it's much more than that once a year Earth Day event. Though it is true that we often table at these kind of issue-oriented events, there are tons of other possibilities. And this is just, for starters, this list. Public events and fairs, farmers market, those are a great place to table. Cultural festivals, panel discussions, a partner group event like a Sierra Club event or Audubon Society, movie nights, or say if there's a documentary movie, energy educational conferences that are happening in town, or government public hearings that are occurring, all kinds of places. And especially with our new legislation out, we are really encouraging groups to expand outside of their comfort zones and start brainstorming this year on where would be best to do your tabling. You know, someplace that maybe you've never tried before, to build our support for the Energy Innovation Act and new and diverse communities. So, for example, in North Carolina, they have been tabling at Latino festivals and at international festivals. And so that is going to a new, diverse cultural group of folks. And these are great people that we need the support of for our act. You might even think about conservative groups. Here in Texas, we have tabled at the GOP conference. So there are all kinds of opportunities to, you know, stretch yourself and maybe get outside of your comfort zone. Another thing that you can consider is clipboarding. So clipboarding is like tabling light. You can go to a non-tabling type gathering, like a march or something, bring a bunch of clipboards, get a bunch of constituent letter comments filled out. For example, I think there's a women's march coming up. I know a bunch of folks are planning on clipboarding at the metro stops. So it's just an excellent way to do some outreach. And we have excellent trainings on all of these things in the community. So next up is preparing to table. So there are multiple logistical considerations. First and most importantly, get permission. Most community locations and events require prior permission or registration. Sometimes there's a fee, and sometimes the fee is negotiable. Play your nonprofit card, because that'll probably reduce the price for you, or maybe they'll even waive the fee. Get the size and dimensions of your booth so you know what you have to work with, and make sure that they have tables and chairs provided, because if they don't and you arrive expecting there to be a table or chairs, it is a huge bummer, and I speak from experience on that one. So figure that out ahead of time. Find out if the space is covered, especially if the event is outdoors. This is important information, because if it is not, then you may very well want to bring a canopy to protect you from the elements, you know, either if you're in Texas like me, to give you some shade, or in other places to protect you from rain or whatever. If you're planning on bringing a laptop so that folks can do online actions, you may need power, so you're going to want to see if there's a power supply available.
Again, if you're aware of CCL, we definitely have an array of resources for our volunteers. Sign-up sheets, constituent letter forms, informational session flyers, CCL brochures, CCL fact sheets, CCL banners, and our endorsement website, and laser talks. Just one additional note about this, our endorsements for the Energy Innovation Act are currently being routed through the website online, and we're trying to keep away from paper forms. Additionally, there are dozens of laser talks available across a variety of topics that you might encounter while tabling. There isn't an expectation to know all the answers ahead of your first time out there, but I can attest to they are definitely a helpful resource to point out other those interested in more in-depth topics in particular.
And moving on to the next important preparations, slide 12, is delegating responsibility. And this is really critical, folks, let me tell you. So before tabling, you're going to want to come up with a team, if at all possible. I mean, if you're in a small chapter, maybe you don't have this luxury, but if you can have a tabling coordinator, ideally for your chapter, that manages all the events, that would be beautiful. In any case, if you have one person who's kind of managing the event, making sure that you have all the logistics down, that's wonderful. You should have a volunteer that's responsible for setting up, and then someone else that is responsible for tearing down and cleaning up at the end of the day and making sure that you've collected all the constituent forms and the sign-up sheets. You're also going to want to make sure that you have enough volunteers to cover your table. Generally, it's more fun to table in pairs, at least, because then you have a buddy. And it's a good idea to have folks work in pairs, you know, for shifts that are no longer than, say, 2 hours, because it actually gets pretty exhausting having these conversations. But most importantly of all, you're going to want to designate someone on your team to do the follow-up, because there's no point in going out there and tabling and doing all this wonderful outreach work and getting all these lovely signatures if we don't then capture that information and reach out to those people and see if we can convert them into CCL volunteers. And your ability to get people converted to volunteer is greatly enhanced by following up with them within 24 to 48 hours. So it's kind of a fun idea to have, say, a post party with maybe the rest of the team so that everyone can kind of, you know, help you enter the data or process the letters. And we're going to say more about that towards the end, because there are quite a few steps for following up after a tabling. So tabling resources, Taylor has very generously shown us how to find those on the community, but the basics of what you're gonna wanna grab off the community to take with you, you must have a sign-up sheet. And as I mentioned, on that sign-up sheet, you're gonna wanna make sure people very clearly write their name, email address, and zip code so you can locate their member of Congress. You'll also want to have the Energy Innovation Fact Sheet. I've got one right here because I just printed up a bunch for my chapter. This fact sheet is really great because you can actually use it as like your laser talk of preference. It has our 5 talking points for the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, which are wonderful and beautiful, clear way for you to communicate about the act when you're tabling. And then it has, you know, a very brief, easy to understand explanation about how the carbon fee and dividend works. The other thing you're going to want are some clipboards, because it just makes it easier for people to write on things, and you can also have multiple people writing letters at the same time. Lots of pens and pencils, name tags make it nice for people to feel comfortable. Information session flyers, those are the little quarter page flyers that invite people to the Wednesday calls. And then, of course, an action that folks can take that very moment, so that lets them walk away from your table feeling really positive about their experience. And you'd be surprised by the number of people who are willing to write a letter if you ask. The other thing that I recommend is making chocolate chip cookies or something and having a little sign that says free cookie and then in small print, if you write a letter to your member of Congress. And I tell you, I have gotten literally 1,000 letters at an Earth Day festival this way. It was almost cookie by cookie. We were getting 3 letters per cookie. So anyway, all kinds of cute little tricks for bribing people to get an action done. And note that the flyers, fact sheets, handouts, all those good things are available on the community. So tabling bells and whistles, if you want to be really fancy, then you can up your game and have one of those printed tablecloths that have Citizens Climate Lobby printed on them, or a banner. I actually really recommend that you have a banner printed and don't pay for it yourself. Pass the hat at your chapter meeting so everybody can contribute, because they're a little bit expensive. But once you have one, they're very handy. A pop-up canopy is great. Stand-up frames to put little, you know, put maybe fact sheets about all of our accomplishments in. You can print out dividend checks to hand out to people. Paperweights are great to keep things from flying away. Duct tape is always essential. Binder clips. And then tabling activities. So it's a great way to get folks to your table and keep them there is to have some kind of engaging activity. So, for example, you might make a something fun to do selfies with. For example, like a picture frame that says Climate Hero on it. People will put it up in front of their face and take a selfie, or, and, you know, post it to social media. So it's kind of a twofer. Or you can have, like, you know, mustaches and whatnot, you know, that kind of thing. Or you can have like a marker board so people can do a hashtag Dear Congress, where they ask their member of Congress to take action on climate change, things like that, that get people to stop, participate, take a picture, post it on social media. And then you can, you know, be like, hey, do you want more information? Sign up on our sign up sheet. Or do you want to have a cookie and have us sign a letter? You know, so it's a great way to get people to wait. It can be handy to have a laptop or tablet there so that folks can sign up automatically online, or you can have a video loop playing of one of our great videos that summarizes the bill or CCL. Or another great trick is to have coloring, well, it's not a trick, but it's to have coloring books or coloring pages for children, especially at family-oriented events. And that way the kids are occupied, and while the kids are having fun, you can talk to their parents about climate solutions and about our bill, and maybe get them to write a letter to their member of Congress. But the key to tabling, really the whole reason you're there, is to connect with attendees. And here's a great quote from a CCL group leader. She said, "I love tabling because sharing solutions is giving a gift of hope, a key to action, and is a path to a global solution." And that's really true. I mean, I'm not sure what your experience was with CCL, but I know that for me, when I discovered CCL, when my neighbor Anna came over here and was like, "I just found this great organization." Up to that point, we had been very concerned about climate change and very anguished about what we were going to do for our kids. And then when I heard about, you know, carbon fee and dividend, I was like, wow, you know, we can do this. We can, we're going to change the world. So that's a gift that you can give to others. Connecting on a personal level. So there are some tips and tricks for this. So be sure to stand up and get out in front of the table and mingle. Sometimes you might find yourself behind the table chatting with the other volunteer or checking your phone, but it's really much more engaging to be out in front of the table and actively engaging folks. Be interested, not interesting. This is really good advice. Like, ask questions about them. You may be absolutely on fire about the Energy Innovation Act and have all these laser talks you've been practicing and be inclined to like just spew that wonderful information out, but try and hold back and let them do the talking. Find your comfort zone. And if you're not comfortable, maybe you're like me and you're kind of an introvert and you don't feel like an extrovert very much, but maybe you just need to tell yourself, today I'm going to be an extrovert and I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to go out there. And then just be yourself and speak conversationally. You don't have to be someone you're not. You don't have to know everything. You're not going to know everything. You know, if somebody asks you a question, you don't know the answer, you just say, hey, let me get more information about that. Sign up here and I'll contact you. And focus on solutions. That's a great way to keep things positive and to kind of avoid dire messages. You know, sometimes it can be tempting when folks come up and they're like, oh, there's no way that my member of Congress is ever gonna da da da. And instead of like getting into a beat up on your member of Congress session, which can be fun and gratifying, but not necessarily very constructive, that's a good opportunity for you to kind of pivot away with, well, I know, I feel very, I used to feel really frustrated as well, and here's what we're doing about it. I'm meeting with them regularly, you know, and kind of share with them your inspirational message of empowerment. All right, now, so how do we actually talk about our new legislation with the general public? What do we say to those who might be skeptical or know nothing about CCL, much less carbon pricing? I invite you all to think about this situation. So you're asked to explain the Energy Innovation Act. Do you need to know all the policy details and every nuance? No, absolutely not. And do other people really want to hear it? I would say 99% of them do not, right? To get us prepared, I'm going to model practicing answering questions by drawing on these five key message points that are on this fact sheet that Taylor's going to share with you. And these are really great. I recommend if you're going to stress out about memorizing something, this is the one to do. That we talk about the messaging points, which are effective, creates jobs, good for people, bipartisan support, and revenue neutral. It's important to have these messages down, and it's even more effective in our outreach than describing the policy details to start with. So just to review, for those who maybe are not intimately familiar, effective. This policy will reduce America's emissions by at least 40% within 12 years. It's supported by economists and scientists as simple, comprehensive, and effective. So 40% within 12 years, that's your key point there. Creates jobs. This policy will create 2.1 million additional jobs over the next 10 years. That's 2.1 million additional jobs over the next 10 years, thanks to growth in the clean energy economy. Third point, it is good for people. This policy will improve health and save lives by reducing pollution that Americans breathe. Additionally, the carbon dividend puts money directly into people's pockets every month to spend as they see fit, helping low and middle income Americans. Fourth point, bipartisan support. Republicans and Democrats are both on board, co-sponsoring this bill together. The majority of Americans support Congress taking action on climate change. And the fifth, and last but not least, it's revenue neutral. The fees collected on carbon emissions will be allocated to all Americans to spend any way they choose. The government will not keep any of the fees collected, so the size of government will not grow. So, all right, so we've got all those points. So if you're putting it all together, you might imagine saying something like, somebody comes up and is like, so what is this Energy Innovation Act? And you say something like, well, the Bipartisan Energy Innovation Act is going to cut emissions at least 40% in 12 years. And it is supported by economists and scientists as simple, effective, and comprehensive. It's also going to be good for people because it saves lives by reducing pollution from fossil fuels. And there's a carbon dividend that puts money directly in people's pockets to spend as they see fit. What do you think about what I've told you so far? And that's another trick, asking people questions and letting them respond, responding to what they've said, and asking permission to continue. So anyway, whew, there we go. So responding to public questions. What happens if someone asks you a question that goes deeper or really dives into the weeds of the bill? Well, don't panic. First, take a deep breath. Of course, there are resources that we have prepared for you. So there are two resources that CCL has prepared to help support you in your tabling efforts, and both of them are available in the resources section of the Energy Innovation Act page. So that's the main page on the community/Energy Innovation Act. There's one great one that's a section-by-section analysis of the House version of the Energy Innovation Act, which is very similar to the Senate version. And it helps answer what each of the sections in the legislation does in a much simpler language. So that's one resource if you really want to go get into the weeds. They've also prepared a responding to the public handout, which provides little bite-sized responses to many of the most common questions about our legislation. So for more details about the dividend being delivered, or for the regulatory simplifications, or about how this policy interacts with things like the findings from the IPCC 1.5 degree special report, or say how it relates to the larger Green New Deal dialogue. So we've got great resources. I've even printed that one out for my own delectation. So here it is, responding to public questions. And all of this is on the community, so you can read it, and they're being updated all the time with new questions. So so let's practice one of these bad boys from the responding to public questions handout. How does the Energy Innovation Act relate to the Green New Deal? So I'm going to read this off, but feel free to use your own words and include any of this. We are grateful to Green New Deal supporters for raising the urgency of climate change in the media and within the halls of Congress. Citizens Climate Lobby and our supporters also understand the urgency of the climate crisis, and we agree that it requires big solutions. While the Green New Deal has not yet articulated specific policy recommendations, we believe the recently introduced Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act of 2018 will achieve the emissions reductions America needs. The bill targets emissions reductions of at least 40% in the first 12 years and 90% by 2050, which tracks closely with the recommendations from the UN's recent IPCC report. Because it's built on a broad coalition of support from community leaders, businesses, local legislators, and 100,000 plus CCL supporters across the country, this bipartisan bill has gained traction in the House and has good prospects in the Senate. Americans are asking for immediate action on climate, and this bill answers them. What other questions can I answer for you? See, there's your little CCL shtick of asking them a question. So let's put this all together in an outline of what an example tabling conversation might look like. You're going to introduce yourself, of course. You're going to remember to ask open-ended questions. You're going to listen to responses and acknowledge concerns. And then you're going to try and connect on values and highlight benefits. And then remember, at the end of your conversation, you don't want to lose out on your opportunity to offer them an action. So write a letter to your member of Congress, come to our meeting, that kind of thing. So I will run through this for you real quickly. For an opening, hi, I'm Susan Adams. I'm a volunteer with our local group of Citizens Climate Lobby. What brought you out here today? Or, you know, we have a fair bipartisan solution to climate change. Want to hear about it? You know, something along those lines. And then you let them respond and you listen carefully to what they say. And then you acknowledge what they say and ask an open-ended question. So is climate change an issue you're concerned about? Again, this sort of this wash and repeat cycle of respond and listen. Acknowledge what they say, ask for permission to proceed. That's an interesting point and something we're concerned about as well. Would you like to hear what we're doing about it? And then you can say a few sentences from your bulleted list about the Energy Innovation Act, you know, about its effectiveness and it's being good for people, it's nonpartisan. And then you close by offering action. Hey, would you like to join us for an information session next Wednesday? And then you can hand them the information session flyer or the constituent letter, which is, of course, my focus. I'm very, very fixated on lots of letters. And just keep in mind, like, if you're feeling uncomfortable about this stuff, that you are giving people a gift by telling them about this bill. You know, someone is losing sleep about climate change and fossil fuels. This is a light at the end of the tunnel. If you can say, like, check this out. We have an actual bipartisan bill, the strongest bill we've had in more than 10 years. It's actually out there happening. All right, let's move on. So, without further ado, Taylor and I are going to role play a conversation, putting it all together for you. So, I'm going to play the woman that could be anybody walking up to your table. She sees your table has got climate on it. She pauses and looks at you kind of suspiciously. We've all seen this happen where it registers and they just look at you and say something like, you probably don't want to talk to me because I don't believe in global warming.
Oh, not at all. We'd love to talk with you. Thank you for coming over. Are you having a good time here?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm up here all the time and it's a beautiful day today.
Agreed. What did you like best about the fair?
Well, you know, I really wanted to know more about composting and I think I've probably learned like way too much about that today.
Ah, would you like to know about what we're doing here with Citizens Climate Lobby then?
Well, let me just be honest with you. I'm a conservative, so I'm against climate change action and you won't like what I have to say.
Well, honestly, we actually do want to hear from you because we want to better understand the people who don't agree with us. It would be really helpful if you have the time.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess I have a few minutes.
Okay, great. So you said you're against action on climate change. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, first of all, let me just say, you know, wind and solar, it's just not cost effective and it's just not going to meet our energy needs. It's all just like a big hoax to me. We're being lied to, and it's just frustrating to think about certain industries getting all these handouts.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It sounds to me like for you, this issue is a matter of accountability and trust.
Wow. Well, thanks for listening. You guys seem like you're a little different from those other wacky environmentalists I've talked to in the past.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. It also sounds like to me that trust and accountability are important to you.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, hypocrites like the big environmentalists using climate change for their own political purposes all the time while flying around in their private jets and owning big houses and telling us that we can't eat meat and we've got to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Ugh.
I hear you. Sounds like integrity is also a priority for you.
Well, it sure is. Yeah.
Great. Well, CCL is made of everyday people from concerned grandparents to doctors to counselors and beyond. And integrity is a priority for us too, which is why we're all volunteering for this organization, especially myself. Well, you know, I'll speak for myself about Citizens Climate Lobby. I realize like their integrity, which is why I chose to volunteer with them. Would you like to hear about what we're up to or what your thoughts are behind the how to get alternative energy in a practical and cost-efficient way? And scene. This conversation can go on forever and ever and ever. But we like to use these motivational interviewing techniques, which is another available CCU that I highly recommend you check out. So that's going to be the end of today's activity in terms of role playing. And I'm going to pass it back to Susan to debrief.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, for the role play, what did folks notice? Did anybody have any responses to what happened in that little exchange?
This is Sir Rich. Clearly you were not being confrontational. In fact, you were going to great lengths to not be confrontational and to try to reach agreement on value.
Totally. Yes. So she's super friendly. And this is a great way of turning somebody from being defensive, you know, instead of being defensive, you're finding out about them. And that's just a great way to diffuse. And well, some other stuff that kind of happened there is to notice something about the other person that you might want to find out more about. So, you know, trying to figure out like what is it that's important to you? It sounds like accountability is important to you, that kind of thing. And then focusing on personal values, because people can't argue with you about what your values are or what you believe in. They can argue about climate change, but they can't tell you what's important to you, right? So personal values are just a great way to connect with people. And then also Taylor practiced a whole lot of generous listening, where instead of when the woman's talking about, you know, global warming being a hoax, instead of, you know, getting upset about that, she's like, well, thanks for sharing that. Tell me more, you know. And honestly, this really is an effective technique for diffusing situations that might otherwise be unpleasant. Let's see. So, okay, now that we've tabled, I just wanted to revisit the follow-up because it's so important. So, you know, you're going to want to strike while the iron is still hot and go ahead and get in touch with folks who signed up at your table within 48 hours, if at all possible. So make sure you have a volunteer or a team that has already been pegged to that job to do that follow-up after the event. This contact they make with them can just be in quick email, but be sure to include a specific call to action. So, you know, invite them to your next group meeting or ask them to join the introductory call, which is every Wednesday evening, or ask them if they're available for a phone call with you one-on-one or something like that. If you've collected constituent comment forms, then there's a whole lot of processing that needs to happen. You're going to need to take that form and look at the address on it and put that address into house.gov and figure out which member of Congress you need to deliver it to. So just make sure you schedule the time to do all those things. Some other follow-up items that you might not think about, but you should post any photos you take at the event and put them on your social media accounts. If you have a Facebook account, an Instagram account, or Twitter, or if you don't manage those things, send it to the person in your chapter who does. Submit a field report on your tabling event so that CCL National knows that you've been out there doing it. It's a great way to give visibility to just how active constituents are in district, and we can share that information with the members of Congress. And then, of course, if you have new contacts on these forms, on the letters at the bottom, there's like a person can say, yes, I'd like to receive regular updates about the bill from Citizens Climate Lobby, and they have their email address and phone number. And there's a whole process for getting that information into our main database. Practice ahead of time what your go-to communications will be, and that's where the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act fact sheet will come in handy. Get your logistics covered ahead of time. Make sure you have a team. And then finally, just be yourself, be conversational, connect on values, and have a good time. It's no big deal. You know, there's no right or wrong at tabling events. So those are the main takeaways.
Yeah, if you have any trouble accessing this, I just shared our emails in the chat, and you can, if you aren't able to figure out how to save the chat from tonight's webinar, we would definitely be happy to help you find whatever resource was shared for tonight. Again, our emails are very simple: Taylor@citizensclimate.org, Susan@citizensclimate.org. And then Brett Cease, who is usually our CCU moderator, Brett@citizensclimate.org. Again, thank you so much for Susan and for all of you being here tonight. Our staff are definitely here to empower all of you. And so if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to all of us. But before we depart tonight, I wanted to share a quote from a new CCL volunteer who wrote this for our year-end appeal. And I definitely think very much echoes what a lot of people join CCL for. So she said, I joined CCL last year because I believed in their mission and their polite, persistent, friendly tactics. But I also joined because I wanted my children to see my work, see me working hard to fix this problem. I want my boys to have a safe, prosperous future. I hope the Energy Innovation Act becomes law, and I'm backing this plan, win or lose, because I want to be able to look at my children in the eye and have them know that I tried. And with that, thank you again for being here tonight and taking the time out of your busy days to come and learn with us. We very much appreciate your time and hope you all have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.